The rapid strategic changes have been matched by Trump's norm-breaking rhetoric. Previously, every U.S. administration since Dwight D. Eisenhower's had avoided referring to the prospect of launching nuclear war and explicitly maintained, advanced, or defended treaties designed to limit the spread of nuclear arms. Trump has openly threatened to unleash fire and fury like the world has never seen and has been hostile toward international agreements. He reportedly called for more, not fewer, nuclear weapons in a July 20th Pentagon briefing where military advisors were upbraided for presenting global reductions in nuclear stockpiles as progress. Trump has criticized New START, which reduces and limits nuclear arms in the United States and Russia, as a bad deal. He has repeatedly questioned the multilateral deal under which Iran suspended its nuclear program and promised to decertify it in May if changes aren't made. He has publicly undermined Secretary of State Rex Tillerson's diplomatic talks aimed at denuclearizing the Korean Peninsula, instead warning North Korea about his much bigger and more powerful nuclear button. The long-standing strategic policy of the United States has been to reduce the role and number of nuclear weapons, says Andrew Weber, who spent 30 years on nuclear weapons issues in state and defense departments before retiring in 2015. That idea seems to have been balled up and thrown out the window. The Trump team says it is responding to bad policy by past administrations that left the United States vulnerable as other countries broke their word and non-nuclear countries decided to pursue the weapons. The president hates bad deals, one senior administration official tells Time. There's a view of arms control as an intrinsic good, per se. Any agreement is a good agreement. That's not where we are. Aggressively responding to violations of treaties, launching new nuclear weapons programs, and reminding the world about the power of the U.S. nuclear arsenal, officials say, is the best way to deter others from expanding or seeking arsenals.